It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
As we're looking at the dispensation of the church, this would be dispensation number 6, we're looking at God's order. There is an order to God. In other words, God does have order in His creation. Well, I see that, first of all, in anything, whether it be in church, whether it be in our personal lives, whatever it may be, that God is number one. Well, we say that God is number one. Well, at least He should be number one in everyone's life. And once again, I remind you that in order to have God as number one in your life, first of all, you must trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then you can say at that point that God is number one. But there is an order that comes after God. And number two in God's order of things would be the home. First of all, you have God, and then you have the home. And note the order of the home. First of all, I see man. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says, "So God created man in His own image." God is first, then we see the home, and we see first in the home is man. Genesis 1, 27 again says, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him." And then we have number two in the home, and that is the woman. Genesis chapter 2, verses 20 through 24. "And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up his flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." So we see the proper order of things according to God's creation in the home. That is number two. That the proper order in the home is first man, then the woman, and then we see children. In Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground." We continue reading, and we go back to Genesis chapter 1, and we read in verses 27 and 28, it says, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Well, there's a couple of things in these verses, Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28, that I would like to point out. The Bible says that they were to create. God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful." That's creation. That's procreation. God is the creator. Man procreates. Be fruitful and multiply. I believe this is not only speaking, of course, of having children within the home, physical children that we see, but I also believe it means seeing physical people being born into the family of God. We're to be fruitful and multiply. As saved people, we are to go forth carrying the gospel with us, letting people know that Jesus saves. That way we are taking people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, they must accept, or they will refuse. But whatever the case may be, we are doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're taking the Lord Jesus Christ to this lost and dying world. Saved people are ambassadors for the Lord. That means we are to represent the Lord. We are representatives, and we're to give out the word of God. Now, that verse goes on to say in verse 28 of Genesis 1, and replenish the earth. Some people think that there was an earth before God said, the Bible said, and God created. They believe that something happened there, and some people believe that Satan ruined what God had started there. Well, let me say that is not true. The word replenish in verse 28 of Genesis chapter 1 simply means to fill. In other words, people are to fill up the earth. It says, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. That means fill it up. Well, that's once again, I believe we can say that according to what God has given the Christian to do. But rather than changing the Bible, I would like to simply say this, that Christians are to replenish heaven. We are to go about, now we can't save anyone, but once again, we can bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ, letting them know that Jesus saves. And one day, if they've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, they will be in heaven. Replenish the earth, fill it up, and subdue it. That means to have dominion over it, because the next part of that verse says, and have dominion. Subdue it. That means don't let anything override you. Don't let anything overtake you. And have dominion. That means to be in charge. Have dominion over the fish of the sea. And so many things that come about now, we're not allowed to fish in certain areas because of endangered species, that so-called endangered. And it goes on to say, and over the fowl of the air, there are so many things that man has said is endangered, that there are birds that are endangered. And it says, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Well, that pretty well sums up everything. Not only the fish, not only the fowl, but everything. We're to subdue, we're to have dominion over the things of this world. We're not to let things have dominion over us. We are to have dominion over the things of this world. Well, notice this. Note the order of the home. Now, number two is the home, of course. Number one's God. Number two should be the home. And notice this, if you would, the order of the home. First, I see men, husbands, fathers, all the same, men, okay? Colossians chapter 3, verse 19 says, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Well, to be a husband, you must be a man. Don't let anybody try to talk you into thinking that a woman can be the husband of another woman. That is not true. Men are to be husbands. Remember, man was created first, and then woman was taken out of his side, out of his rib. I like to look at it like this. Instead of being joined at the hip, you've heard that before, I'm sure. Instead of being joined at the hip, I would like to think and believe that women and man, man and woman are joined at the rib, because God, it says, took the rib from Adam and he created woman. That simply means that he took part of Adam. He used part of him. And this is the reason Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. Why? Because she was taken from man. God is the one who created the woman. He formed the woman, but he used part of the man to do it. But notice, men are to be husbands, not women. There's no such thing as a woman being the husband of another woman. Men, husbands, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Treat them right. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. There is no way that a woman who claims to be a husband of another woman can represent Christ. Christ was a man. Christ came to this earth. He lived a sinless, perfect life, and he gave his life on the cross of Calvary. He shed his blood. He went to the grave, and he rose in 3 days. And because he lives, we live through his blood, his shed blood. He lives, and we have eternal life when we trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But notice, God gave his only begotten Son, not his only begotten daughter. God gave his only begotten Son. John 3:16 says that. Don't let anybody try to tell you. Now, they can tell you that, but it's a lie. God sent his only begotten son, not his daughter. He gave his son. And that's the way it is for husbands. Notice, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ, the Son of God, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. We need to be willing as husbands to lay down our lives for our wives. Now, we don't find that happening often, I don't believe. It may happen several times that I haven't heard of, but we're to be willing to lay down our lives for our wives, just as Christ laid down his life for the church. There's no way that a woman can be a man. They say, well, they can have an operation. They're still a man. They're still male. God does not change things. This is the order of God, the order of the home. Men, husbands, fathers, all the same. Notice the word fathers here. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 21, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. And then Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. There is no such person as a woman being a father. A woman cannot be a father. A woman can be a mother, and we're going to look at that in just a moment, or later on, that women are to be mothers, not fathers. The order of the home first is the man, and then we see the woman. Well, we continue to look on here, and we see next women, wives, mothers. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 16, it says there, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over them. Notice he says unto the woman, she is to bear children. She is it says, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. Remember, a woman cannot be a husband. The husband is always a man. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. The aged women also, or the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine. That means don't be a drunk. Teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober. That means to have be in the right mind, to do things accordingly that is right. Think properly. To love their husbands, to love their children. Remember, God's order of things is the husband and the wife. To love their children, the woman, to love their children. To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. When God's order becomes chaos, then God's order is blasphemed. When people try to change God's order, that's blasphemy. And God says there's a proper way that he wants man to be. Man, woman, and children. Man, male, woman, female, children. Well, I pray that you're studying the Word of God and you get into it. And first of all, I pray that you're saved. You're on your way to heaven. You must know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in order to go to heaven. And I pray that you've done that. If not, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him today. Trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and he'll take you to heaven one day when it's time. God bless you.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer. Amen.